And today's daf is Daf Gimel. Yesterday, you will recall that we brought a raya that Rebbe holds that there must be a time that Shemitah is only Drabbanan. We're going to continue with this question. And therefore, since Rebbe holds it's only Drabbanan, and the Rabbanan were Matir B'Mokam Pseida, which is how it is that we can compare the Dinim of Shemitah, which otherwise would have been a Diorita, to the Dinim of Chol HaMoed. Certainly, Shemitah was not given over into the hands of the Rabbanan to do whatever the heck they want, as we say it was the question of Malacha during Chol HaMoed, if you hold it as Diorita. And certainly, Shemitah is not only a drabbanan, according to those other shitas that like the Rambam and the Rush, right? It's a drabbanan. Shemitah itself is diraita. So how can we be matur anything because of the pseida? So we said, okay, it's going according to Rebbe. What's it? Shemitah b'zman hazeh is a drabbanan. Now there's a bit of a problem the way Rashi understood the raya that it's going according to Rebbe, because all we showed according to Rebbe is that there is such a thing as shemitah b'zman hazeh drabbanan. Those who argue on Rebbe never argued on that. They only argued on his linkage of the dinim of shemitas kesev, to be mostly your loans on shemitas, to the din of not working your land. That doesn't mean that there's any reason for us to assume that there's a machlokes about whether Shemitah b'zman hazeh is diraita de rabbanan. It's because of that, although it doesn't appear here, but the sugya, the main sugya is in Gittin, and because of that, Tosfos learns, Rabbi Tam learns the Zed Dvar Shemitah Shemot, where it's talking about the Shemitah Skarka, does not mean, says the Rabbi Tam, does not mean Shemitah Skarka of not working your field the way Rashi does. It means Shemitah Skarka, that is to say, of all the Karka going back to its original owners, which is a reference to Yovel, and in fact that's the way it appears in the Yerushalmi, where it says Zedvar Shemitah Shemot, it brings Achat Shemitat Yovel V'Achat Shemitat Shvi'it. And therefore, what the Rabbeinu Tam learns is that what it's doing is it's actually linking the dinim of Yovel and Shemitah, and that's a special aloha, which is what Rebbe is saying, that if there's no Yovel, so you don't have Kol Yisrael Al Admatam, that you don't have the din of Shemitah. And he, because of this, he ends up holding that Yovel actually was counted during the Bayit Sheni in order to answer a lot of the sugyas, and explains that the Aseres HaShvatim came back the way that we saw in the Megillah with the story of Yirmiyahu, that he was Magzir them. And that's how they understand the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan over here. It's not a question of a particular din of Shemitah, whether the din of Karka and Kesev is linked, but rather whether the din of Shemitah and Yovel is linked, which is a much broader issue, and that was the Machlokas the Gemara is referring to. And so today we have an alternative explanation that we might even be going according to Rabbanan, Walter Shemitah is man hazeh d'oraita, and nonetheless, b'mokam pseida hitiru, specifically the issues that they were matir over here of the mashkin beit hashlachin. How is that possible? One line up from the bottom and on the base on the base. Rodo amar afilo teimer rabbanan, it could be going to rabbanan hold shmita b'zman hazeh is d'oraita, and nonetheless, the Torah never asserted the toladot; it only asserted the avot that are mentioned beferish in the sugya of shmita and the Torah, and that doesn't include the watering and the weeding. So avot asarachmana toladot. Note that the pasuk says Ubashana Shvit Shabbat Shabbaton Yela Aret Satecha Lotizra. So it mentions over here Zriya Charmecha Lotizmor, and it mentions over here Zemira. Now the question is this: Zemira Bechlal Zriya. Is it not true that Zemira, which is the pruning, is a form of Zriya, as we spoke about yesterday, and it should have been included in one thing? And is it not further true that Zriya, that Betzi, where it mentions lotif tzor, your karmacha, would be included in the general din of tzira, satcha lotif tzor, which is, we just say on Shabbos, we don't need to mention them separately. It's me in a single malach. Why then did the Torah mention both of these inyan, zriya and zmira, and ketzira and bitzira? These are basically the same thing, one with the grain and one with the fruit. To teach you, the Maimrad repeats them in this way, to teach you the ahani toldot v'chayev, that it's only on Zimur and Betzira that you would be chayiv among all the possible toldot of Zri'ah and Ketzira, and the toldot achrinaita lo mechayiv, but any other toldot you would not be chayiv. And therefore here, what you were talking about, which was the weeding, which is a toldah, and the watering, which is a toldah, you're not chayiv. So now the question is, what can you do during Shemitah if your field is going to be ruined? And here comes along the Mishnah to say, you can water your field as long as it's not something which is seems to be saying has to do with Tircha Yeter and so on, but that's not at all clear that there's any element of Tircha, and we're going to have to see about that later on. What were the reasons? Did we mean indeed to limit in the Mishnah the dinim of the Mayonais versus the pools of water and cisterns and so on? And were all of these issues Shemitah issues, or were they only Moed issues? And we just brought them together because of the main point of water. Asks the Gemara, Vilo, is that the case? You're claiming that these other things are not osur midyoraita. Well, let me ask you for the following bright then. Hatanya. If that's the case, then the only thing that would be osur is planting and pruning. Minayin, how would I know to include also that it would mean nichush? How about the din of the weeding? How about idur? How about kisuach? Idur is hoeing. Kisuach would mean is also a type of weeding, but it's weeding on the surface. In other words, you just cut down things on the surface, not pulling them out from the ground. So how do I know that too would be asur? But lama satcha lo karmacha lo. Therefore, the Torah says, since it doesn't say lo tizra satcha lo tizra karmacha, but it uses the strange construction of satcha lo tizra, so it puts the object before the verb. So we now understand that it wants to create a situation of satcha lo and karmacha lo. In other words, any malacha, lo kol malacha shebesatcha, any malacha, lo kol malacha shebekarmacha, would all be included. And how do we know about things that are not literally sada and kerem? Minayin she'en mekarsimim. Now, mekarsimim is the equivalent to pruning, but pruning, zimur, in Hebrew, is unique to vines, and mekarsimim would be to cut off the dead limbs of trees, the ein mizardin. And how do we know that you cannot be mizared? Mizared means to cut off, even pick off new growth as well, just in order to have fewer things that are growing, which in English we would all include under one malachal pruning. Over here in Hebrew, we're careful to be machalic between them. And how do we know that when these things are all done va'in b'fazgin, how do we know that we can't support and build a little thing to hold up a weak sapling as it should grow straight? How do we know that those things are also osir? Talmud lomar satcha lo karmacha lo. Lo kol malacha shebesatcha. Lo kol malacha shebekarmacha. This tells me anything at all that is done in the field or in the general sense of the orchard. Minayin she'in mezablin, ve'in mefarkin, ve'in mafkin, ve'in ma'ashnim. How do we know that we cannot put down fertilizer around the roots of a tree? How do we know that we can't take off stones that are on the tree roots? How do we know that we can't take thin dirt to cover roots of a tree that have become exposed? How do we know you can't fumigate it with various insecticides? Or in those days, of course, they just used the actual smoke to kill the parasites that are on it. Talmud lomar satcha lo, karmacha lo. What it's coming there for to tell me is not any kol malacha shebesatcha lo, kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. Nothing at all that can be done in order to work in your field or in your orchard. Okay, continues the brisa. Of course, we've already got a problem, but let's work through the brisa. Yachol lo yikashkesh hazeitim yu mitachat hazeitim yu. Might think that you can't do kishkush, which is hoeing, as used in terms of specifically zeitim, olive tree. Lo ya'ador tachat hagifanim, which is the same thing that you do, except that you do it under the vine. Lo yimaleinika imayim. You might think you can't fill the area under a tree with water. Lo yasug yod lekafanim, and you can't make a ditch around the roots of vines. Therefore, again, Talmud lomar satcha lo tizra. Now, I ask you, it says lo tizra. Zriya bichlal haita. So again, is it not true that the satcha lo tizra, that zriya, should be included? Why is it necessary now? Because it said in general, Shabbat, Shnat Shabbaton yelaretz. Does it Shnat Shabbaton mean that I can't Shabbat Shabbaton? I can't do any of the work? Why, therefore, was it mentioned specifically these things? Lama yatzta. Lakishe lea. To compare all things to say, just like zriya is miyuchedet avodah shebesadeh v'shebakerem, just like zriya is necessary to do both in the field and in the vineyard, av kol she avodah shebesadeh v'shebakerem, so to anything that is done both in the field and in a vineyard is considered to be yos. Rashenke, all the other things that we just said, the last things are not done both in a field and a vineyard, and therefore they are mutter. This is the way Rashi here learns, which of course is very problematic, because he's claiming that pruning and trimming and things, all the other things which were done only to trees and cannot be done in a sada at all, they don't have an equivalent in a sada, that they're done to sada b'kerem. Very difficult to understand what that's supposed to mean. Now Rashi, in the Rashi Ha'amiti, gives a different shot, and he says the meaning is that just like zriya is miyuchedes avodah shebesada b'shebekerem, meaning that it's an avoda which is considered to be either mishabeach, the earth itself of the sada, or the ilan itself, mishabeach, in the kerem, so too are all other things that we talk about, things that are done in order to be mishabeach. Masha'enken, all of the latter things, the kushkush, the ugiyot, and so on, are they're not considered to be an avoda in either case. That is to say, they're not considered to be highly important in either case because they're ukume ilana. They only maintain the tree. They're not mishabeach the tree. Now, some of the other rishonim take a little bit of a different tack, but similar, that they're not considered to be a one-time significant act like the others are, because you need to do them all the time as part of your regular maintenance schedule, which is the same type of idea. Now, here it says, lo yikashkesh tachat hazeitim v'lo ya'ad der, that over here, the braita just says that it's mutter to be me'ad. So, Rashi, who has this girsa, says that basically the Gemara is going to be machalic later on, a question of making the ugiyot tachat the gefanim, that it's a question of whether they were already there before, so v'chadati v'hatike, and we're going to have to say that the same thing applies to hoi. Others don't like that distinction, that it shouldn't make any nakamina because it's all based on an assumption that the problem over here is tircha, because that's the difference between a new and old ugia or new and old hoing. According to those shitas, that tircha is a non-issue when it comes to shmita. This doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, if that's the case, then we're going to have to basically follow the ritva. The ritva takes out the heter over here on the idur tachat hagifanim and doesn't include it in the list of things that are viewed as non-mechashev malachas that are mutter. So in any event, we have now our kasha. You claimed that the only thing that the Torah aser were those things which are the Farish in the Pasik, the Zriya with the Betzira, and the Ismira, and the Ketzira, but no other thing. And here the Bright has got a whole long list on the extra limo, the Zatalo, and Karmachalo. How do you explain that? Answers the Gemara. I explain it by telling you that Lamaisa, what we're talking about over here, are only Isurim the Rabbana, but the Kroz, the Smacha Bialma, the Pasik that we bring in the whole Drasha, all of this is an Smacha. The Etzem, the Toldos, are not Osir, unless they're mentioned Beferish in the Pasik of Shemitah. So wait, says the Gemara. So you're telling me Kishkush, therefore, would be Mutter, is what you just landed up saying, right? Is that true? Kishkush Beshvit Mi Shori? Is this din of Kishkush, the hoeing that is done underneath the olive trees, which we call the Shemitah, that's Mutter? I thought it says Beferish. Haktiv V'Hashvit Shamtena Unetashta. What does it mean? Tishmetena Unetashta. It's adding something to let it go and to just leave it. So we darshan that. Tell me, Tishamtena Milet Kashkesh. Do not do the hoeing underneath your olive tree. Unetashta, and do not do Sikul. Let it go from taking off the rocks, clearing from rock. And you said that it was Mutter. Omar. Therefore, answers the Gemara, Omar Ravuk V'Barchama. There are actually two different types of Kishkushi. Trei Kishkushi Avichad Ivruye Lone V'chad Stumei Pili. One of these Kishkushi is used for Ivruye Iloni. Now, the word Ivruye has two possible meanings. Ivruye sometimes means to make a hole in. So, if that's what it means over here, Ivruye Iloni, Rashi brings a number of examples, then it would mean to basically to pierce through the ground where you've got too much weight around the roots of the tree and to remove that excess earth. The other meaning of Ivruye is to keep things healthy, and to the Lashon of Briut, that may also be what it refers to over here, doing what is necessary to strengthen it, rather than a lotion of making a hole through. But in any event, the idea is, one of which is to be marvadigul, the other one covers over the cracks that have appeared throughout the ground over the roots, and that could cause the tree to actually dry out and to die. So we really, lani aser, to make it grow better, to improve it, to make it healthier, is aser. Situme pile, however, covering over the cracks around the roots, that's mutter, because over there, its point is to keep it from dying out entirely, and that's to avoid making a hefsed. Itmar. Hachorish b'shvias Reb Yochum Reb Elazar Chad Omer Loke v'Chad Omer Eino Loke. Machlokus over here about the harisha itself, about plowing. So one man Yomer says you do get malchus, one man Yomer says you don't. What would be the basis of such a malchus? Lema b'rabavin Omer Reb Eloi Kam Miflegei. What it might be is that we have an interesting aloka over here that is a general din of klal prado klal. Normally we have a concept called klal prado klal, where you have generality such as we have over here. It says ubashanash v'yich not shabbaton yel aretz, which is a klal, which seems to be saying don't do any work at all. Then it starts explaining what kind of work. So tchalot yisra, karbachalot yismar. Okay, so then we have the parat, which discusses the four elements that we discussed earlier: the betzira and the and the Katsira, the Zeria, and the Zimur. And then at the end it says that it should be Shnat Shabbaton, Yellow Aretz. In other words, you have over here a klal prat uklal. Now, a klal prat uklal, generally we would say that anything which is similar to the pratim, in this case we should say that any malacha that's being done on your field or in your orchard should be awesome. Yet we have over here a machlokes about whether harisha, which is certainly something that has to be done for your field, is awesome or not. What would that be dependent on? It could only be dependent, says the Gemara, on the question of Reb Avin Omer Reb Ilo, who says that you do not say a klal prat uklal if one of them is in the form of the positive, a mitzvah taseh, such as here, we have Bushana Shvi'i, Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Aretz, that's a mitzvah taseh. Whereas the pratim are in the form of a lota, says Atchalot Tizrak, Amachalot Tivtzor. So these things now would not add up to a klal prat uklal. If you don't have a klal prat uklal, then indeed there would be no basis for adding all of the Isurim, such as Harisha, from Malka. And maybe that's what they're arguing. The Omer above and Omer below. If the klal is said as a mitzvah taseh, and the pratim are mentioned in the context of a mitzvah lo taseh, do not do, that doesn't allow you to use the form that the Torah is in the Dresh above klal prat uklal. So therefore we could say that the machlokus over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is the man, the Omer loke let lay the Rabbi Avin Omer Rabbi Eloi. If you hold that you do get malchus on harishit because you hold that this is a klal prat uklal, and therefore you reject Rabbi Avin Omer Rabbi Eloi, who says that a klal prat uklal cannot be used in this fashion where you're mixing your positives and your negative, man di Omer eno loke, Mashenkin, the other man di Omer, who says there's no malchus here, he obviously holds that there is no klal prat uklal here. Why? Because he does agree with Rabbi Avin. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It may be the kulei amar letli to Rabbi Avin. Maybe nobody holds of Rabbi Avin Omer Rabbi Eloi. And indeed, we have over here a klal prat uklal. In which case, man di Omer loke shapir. If you say that you do get malchus, fine, then you're acknowledging the klal prat uklal. Man di Omer eno loke. Shenkin, the other man di Omer, who says for some reason you do not get malchus, even though you have a klal prat uklal, that's because Omar lecha. He'll tell you that's because the Torah is going out of its way to tell you not to apply the klal prat uklal. As we began the sugya, michtes mira bichlal zriya, bitzira bichlal kitzira. L'mayilchata katvina rachmana. Why did the Torah single out two toledot of the two avot of zriya and kitzira? It singles out zmira and bitzira. Why? L'meima dehani toledot to the bechayev atoldach v'nilo mechayev. Teach me that it's only on this that you're chayev and not on anything else that you would be chayev. So that we basically come back to where we were in the first place, which is why the Gemara now repeats, because this appeared in a different Beit HaMidrash in the course of the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan, our understanding of Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbi Elazar, with our whole discussion of Rabbi Avin Omer Rabbi Eloi. Because of that, we're going to repeat now the entire question that we had the first time that we said these exact same words, which was about 15 minutes ago at the beginning of the daf, and I'll just run through it once again, because it's word for word the sugya that we had on the top of the daf. Ask the Gemara, are you trying to tell me that you're only usher in these malachot, not on these toledot, and not on any other velo? And the Gemara answers the question from the Bright exactly as it did before. All of this is Drabonan, Vikra es Machta bi Alma. So that the entire thing over here, indeed, if you hold that we learn out from the repetition, then indeed all of these other Yisurim and Drabonan, which would allow the explanation of the Mishnah to work out of Filu, Alibi Drabonan Argon Rebbe, Sishvias Bizbana said Zioraita, but the question of watering would only be included as a Drabona. It's a very interesting explanation of Rashi, that when we were talking about the Rabbi and Rabbi Eloi, if you don't hold that it's a klal prat uklal, then says Rashi, that would be the point. You can't dash as a klal prat uklal, so you're left with a klal uprat. If you're left with a klal uprat, ein bichlal, ela ma shibiprat. This is how Rashi understands the reason that we're limiting it to the ones that are here. There are other Rishonim who argue, and they say that's not the point that we're leaving it as a klal uprat. You can't use any of the dinim of klal or prat if we hold of Rabbi and Rabbi Eloi. And that basically the reason that we can't answer anything else is because there's no mocker for answering anything else. Where would we have a reason to say more if the Torah limited, as far as we could see, to these? Kiyasa. Rav Dimi Omar. Now, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he taught something that he had learned in Eretz Yisrael, but that he didn't understand. Omar, and he said like this, I heard in Eretz Yisrael the following, Yochu Yelakeh Alatosefet. You might think you should get Malkus for the addition. V'nasiv L'Talmud Liptura. And then they brought a posse to show that, no, you wouldn't. And honestly, Yelo Yadana my Talmud, I can't remember what it was that they brought to tell me that you wouldn't get Malkus, but the truth is, I don't know what the heck the Tosefet is anyway, so I didn't understand a word of what I learned. I'm just reporting. So Rabbi Loza says, I can tell you. I'll fill in the blanks for you. When it's talking about the Tosefet, it's talking about Harisha. Because look, Harisha, why is it called Tosefet? Because we only learn it from a Klal Prado Klal, right? Like we said earlier. So it's saying, you might think, Yochi Yelakela Harisha Da'atya Miklalu Prado Klal. You might think that you would actually get Malkus on all the things that you learned out from the Klal Prado Klal, assuming that you, in fact, learned the Klal Prado Klal that we had before, and you didn't told of Rabbi Avinam Rabbi Loi. So, what was the pasuk that they brought to tell you not? Nasiv Latamude Liptura brought now a pasuk to tell you, no, it can't be the Shechaya Malkus. Timken Kolani Prati Lomeli. Because then it's asking, what would be the need to mention Zriya Zimok Zira and Betzira? It must be that the Torah is telling me, even though it's Aser, but you're only going to be Mloke on the ones that are mentioned. And the Klal Prado Klal tells me that the rest of them are Aser. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not what was meant by Tosefet. Tosefet was Yamim Sho Sifu Chachamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. It refers to the days that the Chachamim added that you're not allowed to do work before Shemitah, and before the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, and that was an extension. That's the Pshat. So in other words, the Din of Tosefet is like Tosefet Shabbos. The addition, the extension of Shabbos into Chol, you have an extension of a Shabbos year into Chol also. This is what he was saying that you have to understand. Yochel Yelakel Tosefet, meaning of Tosefet Rosh Hashanah, which is Gufa learned out of the Pasuk from Becharishu Vakatzir Tishbot, as we'll see, that over there, this Rabbi Akiva is going to learn that this comes to tell me that even the time before Shemitah, which you're going to be plowing, and that into Shemitah, so that the field can be used during Shemitah, is also Aser. And since there's a Makor in the Pasuk, you might think that you get Malkus for Nasiv the Talmud Liptura. What is the Talmud Liptura? That's going to be in the Meimar Libkama. We're going to see later on that Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn out from a Gzeres Shava between Shabbos and Shabbos Bereishis that there's no real diorisa to be Mechayev Yom Malkus. Okay, let's just understand now, ask the Gemara, what exactly what is he referring to, Rabbi Yochanan, when he said Yomim Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah, my Yomim Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah? Well, it says Beferish in the Mishnah in Shviz, Kiditzna, Ad Matai Choshim B'stei Ilan Erev Shviz. How long before Shemitah can you continue to plow your field, which is a field of trees? So Beit Shammai Omrim, Kol Zman She'yafel HaPri, as long as it's good for the fruit that are now growing, and therefore it's being done basically for the sixth year, the year before the Shemitah, and it allows now, if I plow now with the fruit on the tree, so that means that the water will penetrate more, and now the fruit are going to become plumper. But once already it's beyond the stage, so that it already became dried out, and or it's already completely ripened, if you plow now, so then what you're doing is only in order to be able to have your field ready for the next year. But that Shemitah, and that's included in the Yisra of Bechor Shvakotzer Tishbeis, and so it says, as long as you've got fruit there that it's good for, you can continue to plow. Beit Hillel Omrim. Beit Hillel says that the time is kavua. It's ad ha'atzeres until Shavuos time. Ukrovin divreelu liyoske divreelu. The words of both are like very close to each other, because Beit Shammai's period of the Tov is very close to Beit Shammai's time. Okay, question over here about, the Pasha says that Beit Shammai's time is a little bit before, because Beit Shammai is l'chumra, but l'maisa, there is a question the Grub brings from the Yerushalmi, that it could be that Beit Shammai's time maybe could be slightly after even Beis Hillel. Fine, but again, this is a Shriya Sugya. Let's continue learning our Moed Katan Sugya. Continues the Mishnah. So the Ad Masai Choshim Stay Halavan Erev Shriyas. What about, that was a Stay Ilan. How long are you allowed to continue to plow in a Stay Halavan? A Stay Halavan means simply a field of grain. Call it a white field, in other words, instead of the colored fruits. Mishetich Lehalecha. As long as the ground is still damp, so then if I continue to plow, it's going to be good for any growth that works and becomes in this year. But afterwards, it's basically I'm doing it for the next year. As long as people plow in order to plant garden issues, garden things, so you have things like squashes or various gourds, and those things are going to be growing during this year, and nobody's going to think any differently. If you see somebody plowing, it's clear that he's doing it in order to plant garden crops, and therefore it would be mutter. It doesn't look like you're doing it for the next year. Okay. Now, Rashi learns kol zman, not vikol zman. So kol zman, according to that, is an explanation of how long is that time of the lecho. That time is kol zman shebnei adam chorshim. It has nothing to do with the actual purpose of the charisha. To which Rabbi Shimon says, in ken lat natora shiur lekol echad v'echad biyado. I mean, if you're gonna tell me it's dependent on what it is in your particular point. People are planting squashes and not planting squashes. So the Torah gave everybody a different time, and it's up to each individual. I mean, then you're going to end up basically people can do what they want. Ella, therefore, there needs to be a determination of a specific time. Stay alavan ad Pesach. You can plow up until Pesach time. Stay ailan ad Tzeres, and stay ailan. You can with trees. You can continue to plant until Shavuos time. Right now, the Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Mishum bar Kapora. Got Rav Gamliel and his Bezdin. They took now met in Bezdin. They argued and they took a vote and they ended up in Mevatel these Pesach and Shavuos time. And they said that you could go basically all the way up till the time of Rosh Hashanah itself. Amalei Rav Zeila Rav Yavu, what in the world? Or some Amalei Rav Shlokish Rav Yochan, what in the world? Rav Gamliel Beis Dina, we're Mevatel Takona of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. How can Rav Gamliel Beis Dina Echem Hatz Mevatel Takanta of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel? Vatnan, doesn't it say Ein Beit Din Yochol Vatel Divrei Beit Din Chaveiro Ein King Gadomi Menu Bechokhmah Beminyan? So I mean, certainly Bezdin of Gamliel didn't come to Bezdin of Shammai Beit Hillel. So how in the world could we simply cross out a takona that was done so much earlier? And because what Rabbi Shimon was saying is that Beit Shammai Beit Hillel agree on Pesach and Shavuos, and that the way it was being reported doesn't make any sense. Certainly there wouldn't be notzin v'recha l'shiurim eshtamim kishahachada. Whew, Rabbi Avu was like, that is weird. Let's think of that. They're shocked. That's a postik that happened when Daniel hears the horrible dream of Nebuchadnezzar HaMelech. So it says, Shtomim kishachad. I was absolutely shocked. Didn't know what to say. And after thinking about it for a moment, Rabbi Avu, or Rabbi Yochanan, said to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Avu, he said, Amor, what you have to say is, but I guess you got to say, Kachitnu b'nei. In other words, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, at the time that they made the Takana, they must have recognized that it would create tremendous difficulties under certain circumstances, so they said, and if a Bezdin sees that it's necessary to be mevatel this takana, I mean, after all, Shvius is not an easy thing, and sometimes sometimes the years are difficult, and sometimes the matzav of Klal Yisrael is difficult, and so on, so we can't make it an absolute that nobody can work their field and all the way from Pesach or from Shvius, so okay, they can come now and be mevatel our takana. Alright, now all of this is assuming, of course, that that's what we've got. We've got a takana by Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Ask the Gemara, did who? Wait a minute. This is a takana Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. It's up to them, and therefore they can make a klal. I try to tell, look on the Meshavi Sinai. Yom Revasi, Yom Revin Achman, Mishum Revin Nechunin, Ish Bikat Beit Choratan. We've pointed this out many times, that Eser Netiyot, that is the dinin. What happens when you have a field of 10 sapling trees that are planted in a Beitza? Beitza is 2,500 square amas. So it says over there, as Aloch L'Meshavi Sinai, that you can plow it until Mamish the day before Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise Netiyah is being so sensitive, specifically, I mean, if they were trees, of course you couldn't, but if it's Netiyah, you can plant until the very last day before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so if I need Aloch L'Meshavi Sinai to tell me that I'm allowed to plow, so then obviously it means that for other things where I don't have the Aloch L'Meshavi Sinai being matir, it's also to plow. So what are you telling me? There was a takrono only of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And also, these were dinim that had been mentioned together. We pointed out in the past that they're actually related in terms of water. Arava, and the din of the Arava, which is brought on Sukkot to the Mizbeach, and the Nisach HaMayim, the pouring out of the water on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. All of these things are Halacha L'Meshavi Sinai. So how could you possibly now be Mevato something which is Halacha L'Meshavi Sinai? Om Reb Yitzchak is like, wait, one second. The Halacha relates to an Isser, but not an Isser from Pesach, not Tzeres. The Halacha relates to an Isser, Ki Gemir Yochas HaShloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Other things besides the Esser Netiyah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you indeed have to stop plowing. They now came along, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, also Hanitakum, Pesach, Atzeres, and they came to Aser, even from Pesach and Atzeres, but on that additional, Takana Atno, Bedidu, on their addition, they added now a Tanai, a condition, that Kol HaRotzeh L'Vatel Yavo lo yavatel. So Rabbi Gamliel and his best, and of course we're only mavatel the addition of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel that starts with Pesach Shavuos, and they left the original halacha l'meishu b'Sinai, which is the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, unless of course it says in the Tiyas and the Beit Sa'ah that they left the way it was, because obviously they can't change that. Okay, so now we're coming out that not doing Charisha, not plowing for 1 month before Rosh Hashanah is halacha l'meishu b'Sinai. Asks the Gemara, what? These are just halacha l'meishu b'Sinai. That's, they're basically psukim, mamish. It's not halacha l'meishu b'Sinai. So if there's actually a pasuk that tells me shloshim yomtzim, maybe halacha l'meishu b'Sinai is actually referring to the extended time. It's from Pesach and from Atzeres, in which case we're back to the problem. How could Rabbi Gamliel have been mevatel it? Okay, this is one of the Rishonim learns like this. They simply learn that the question is, why are you saying it's halacha l'meishu b'Sinai? Isn't it actually based on the pasuk? It's not. We have over here a Mishnah. Now, the truth is that it isn't really all in the Mishnah and Shviyas. And most of this is in the Mishnah, but because it's not all in the Mishnah, there is a Maseres HaShas changed this as Yud Tanya, and that is usually the way we read it when something is being quoted that goes beyond what's written in the Mishnah. So let's read this, the Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what is the meaning of the pasuk that says, Becharish uvakatsir tishbos? It's a sheshes yomim tavod, uvayom ashviyi tishbos, Becharish uvakatsir tishbos. And what exactly does that have, Becharish uvakatsir? So Rabbi Akiva says, look, I mean, clearly, it can't be talking about Mamish Shabbos over here, Chorish and Kotzer. I mean, that's irrelevant to Shabbos. It's got to be talking about Shemitah. So then what it's saying is, I mean, what? Ain't Tzarech Lomer Chorish v'Kotzer Shal Shviyas? I mean, it certainly can't be telling me that during Shemitah, v'Chorish v'Kotzer, that you shouldn't do Chorish and you shouldn't do Ksira. Rikvar Nemar. Satchalot Tizra v'char mechalot Tizmor. I mean, it already told us not to do the Avedas in the field. Okay, so it's, why would it repeat? Therefore, Ela Chorish Shall Erev Shviyas. It must be referring, therefore, to a Charisha that you're doing in the year before Shemitah, which will be Nichnas v'Shviyas, that this period now will be usable during Shviyas. So the year that is Nichnas v'Shviyas, or the Kotzer Shal Shviyas, if you have things that grew during Shviyas, which is Yotzei L'Metzoy Shviyas, even though they won't be ready until Metzoy Shviyas, so it must be telling me that to do something which now is for the good of the Karka during the seventh year, or to do something which is now based on what grew during the seventh year, and I'm going to be kotzer that which grew in the seventh year now into the next year, this is also osir and shviyas, and whatever the din is in shviyas, that's the din now in the pre or post shviyas. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it's referring actually, the chorish of a kotzer is referring to the day of Shabbos Kedesh, just as it says. Now you're changing that to be a reference to Shemitah. So it is discussing Shabbos, no question about it. And what it's saying is just like the Chorish is always a Rishus, because we don't have a Charisha ever that you're Mechuyev to do. So it must be, therefore, where it's talking about that which you're doing because you decided to do it. You want to do it. So Avkotzer Rishus. Therefore, what the Torah asks over here on Shabbos in terms of Ktira is a Ktira of Rishus. Yotze Ktira Omer. However, where I have a Chiyev to do Ktira, which is I have a Chiyev to bring the Omer to the Beis HaMikdash, that is done afilo on Shabbos, and that's what this is coming to tell me, that even though I have already barley that had been cut, I should cut even on Shabbos the new barley to bring. Okay, so l'chora we see from here that at least Alibir Rabbi Akiva that the Shloshim Yom before Shemitah is actually a din in the Torah. So then, what is it? What is the meaning of the additional halacha l'meishu b'Sinai, if not to add more even to this? Okay, tomorrow we will see how to deal with this issue. Now, as far as the diak is concerned in Rabbi Akiva, ain't tzarich lomar chorish v'kotzer Shal Shviyas. Tosis points out that's not really true, because as we pointed out before, we never heard of a Charisha. We do need a Nisa for Charisha, because where else do we derive that Charisha would be awesome? That may be true. However, the Ktsira we certainly don't need, because it does say it directly one with the other. Or, it's possible that Rabbi Akiva indeed holds, like what we said before, that you do get Malkus on the Charisha, and that maybe he holds the way we explained it before, that this is